The Colorado Attorney General is warning that some landlords may be gouging their prices in the wake of so many people losing their homes in the Marshall Fire. Phil Weiser, the state's chief law enforcement official, sent letters last week to Airbnb, Zillow, Vrbo, and RE Colorado, asking them to make certain that unscrupulous actors are not using those platforms to take advantage of vulnerable residents during a disaster. The services were asked to respond to the AG by the end of business today. Weiser said that he had received reports that landlords had raised prices excessively. According to the Denver Post, Colorado's price gouging law applies to any landlord or rental property, whether they use those platforms. Authorities are now investigating whether a coal mine near the Marshall Fire could be the source of the wildland fire that started on December 30th, destroying more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County. The Denver Channel reports that now the now dormant Marshall coal mine is among other potential sources they are looking into. The old mine is located south of the Marshall Mesa trailhead off Highway 93. It's one of almost 40 abandoned coal mines in Colorado that are listed to have some fire activity. Authorities are also investigating whether a burning shed, human activity, or downed power lines were the possible causes. Officials still don't know when open space will reopen in the Marshall Fire burn area. The Denver Post reports that about 7 miles of trails were in the burn area, and staff is still assessing the damage and working out a plan for the trailhead. The Boulder Bookstore has been raising funds to help children who lost their homes in the Marshall Fire. The store on Pearl Street hopes to give every kid affected a $100 gift card to replace the books they lost. They believe that more than 800 students from kindergarten to 12th grade have been affected. General Manager Arson Kashkasian told Nine News that the staff is coming together to raise the money, and it was a galvanizing experience, making them feel that they could do something to make a difference. Today is the last day to donate. The store has not yet reached its goal of $80,000. The Boulder City Council has set about 10 new priorities after its two-day annual retreat. The Daily Camera reports that among them, the council will focus on housing, homelessness, transportation, planning, and elections. Also, three initiatives were supported by all council members, including protected bike lanes, reforming occupancy limits, and a day shelter for those who are unhoused. Boulder City staff will now start to review those projects to develop timelines and determine what is necessary to begin working on them. And on the subject of those who are unhoused, a new report shows that the number of people in the metro area who reported experiencing first-time homelessness last year nearly doubled over 2020. The Metro Denver Homeless Initiative released its second annual report last week. The new report goes beyond those done in the past that focused on a point-in-time count of people living on the streets or in emergency shelters. The Denver Post reports that people of color make up a disproportionately high percentage of the unhoused in the Denver area. Nearly 23% of unsheltered adults were black, almost 4.5 times greater than the percentage of black people in the metro population at large. The report looks at unhoused people in Boulder, Denver, Jefferson, and four other counties. More than 32,000 people sought services or housing support last at least once from July 2020 to the end of June 2021. The report shows major increases in emergency shelter use in addition to the large increase in those reporting first-time homelessness. Another count of those in shelters and on the streets in the seven counties will be done tonight. In the city of Aurora, a proposal to ban people without homes from camping is being revived. Mayor Mike Kaufman is pushing the change, which would give individuals 7 days' notice to abandon their campsite, so long as the city can provide an alternate location. The Sentinel reports that a previous version of the ban failed on a tie vote in August. Kaufman promotes the measure as a humane way of addressing homelessness, but opponents say it would criminalize the condition while doing little to help those in shelters. When it was considered before, Police Chief Vanessa Wilson criticized the proposal as using police resources to manage what she sees as a pervasive societal problem, not a criminal one, and she did not want to be any part of enforcing such a ban. The proposed ban in Aurora will be formally considered next month when it will be the first time it comes before the now conservative-leaning city council. Colorado and the federal government have settled with a company over the dispute about ongoing cleanup of a mining pollution in the southwest part of the state, and which was the source of the Gold King mine spill more than 6 years ago. The Farmington Daily Times reports that the agreement clears the way for further remediation work at the Superfund site, where Sunnyside Gold Corporation owns property. It will also provide $90 million for cleanup. A winter weather advisory is in effect for tomorrow, starting at 5 a.m. and lasting until 5 p.m., with snow making roads hazardous in time for tomorrow's morning commute. Today, we'll see increasing cloudiness with a high near 47. Snow is likely overnight, mainly after 2 a.m., and continuing tomorrow morning until about 11, with accumulation from 3 to 5 inches. Tomorrow's high will be about 25. Right now, it's about 31 in the metro area. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.